Okay, so this is episode one. We're going to call this show The Hot 10. Okay, we're going to throw random topics out there, random questions in. We'll start with one topic. We're going to start with relationships. So anything you want to shoot, any questions in 10 minutes, then we'll switch the topic. Okay, I go by the name of Mikey. We're just going to go around the room right now so everybody can introduce themselves, starting with you.
Hello, my name is Mike Fresh. Don't need to
be that close. CP here.
Monarch.
Okay.
I'm Bob.
All right, so we're going to start with relationships. We got everything here set up so I can hear you all clearly from where you are. So don't stress. So I'm going to throw this question out. We're going to start with this question. Relationships. There's so many different facets and areas of relationships. We've all been through them. We've all loved. We've all lost. So let's talk about that. The first question that came up a little bit earlier was, have you ever had feelings for somebody and then it didn't work out, I think, and then you ran into them later?
Well, you know, growing up, you have crushes and so forth, and, you know, a lot of the times the crushes are not reciprocated initially, and then, you know, a couple years pass and you happen to run into that person, and all of a sudden this person is courting you. Either they forgot about your initial crush, or that you were just non-existent to them, but here they are pursuing you, and, you know, now the feelings aren't mutual. Has that ever happened?
I think that's happened to me a couple times. Many times, actually. You ever have an interest in somebody, and it's basically exactly like you're saying. At the time when you were interested in them, they weren't really looking your direction. They didn't really notice you, and you might have not been the 10. You might have been the 4, the 5, you know, comparatively speaking to everybody else. But then years later, you run into them, and all of a sudden, you're looking better to them. They're not so much the 10 that they once were. Now they're looking at you and they want to get involved with you. And the question is, well, what now? Why now? Why not before? Right? We all grow and stuff. But at the core of whatever, you know, evolvement that we've had throughout the time that's passed, we're essentially the same person still. So
That's it. And I think for me, what happened, like, before, you know, when you have your crushes, you actually are putting them up on this pedestal. Oh my god, he's so cute. And then when you run into him, well, that pedestal is gone a long time ago, and now we're here seeing eye to eye. You know, so you're coming in and I have what you have. You know, we do the same things, and yeah, you're still cute and all, but so am I. Right? So that movie that you're asking me for, you know, I'll take your number. Yeah. You know, but I'm going to make, you know, it becomes a kind of a game, almost an ego pleaser for me. Because it was like, all right, I took his number. And then, you know, have him call me down, like, consistently begging for that date. And then I was like, no. And I just kind of let it go. For me, maybe it was that whole ego thing. Like, ha, when I wanted you, you didn't want me. Now I don't want you, kind of thing. But he was still hot. Drove a really nice Beamer. But I didn't feel right knowing that when I wanted you,
you weren't interested.
Mind you, I was a bit younger. Like, looking back now, I could see why, but who cares? When I wanted you, you knew about me. And it's under my terms, not your terms.
I haven't been there, but where I've been is where you have a crush with someone, right? And it doesn't work out for whatever the reason is, and you do bump into them years later, and you're the 10 and they're a 2. And you're like, I can't believe that I actually ever even had a crush on you. Like, what did I see in you? And then when you look back, it's like, wait a minute, dude really didn't have anything going for him at all at the time. He was just cute, you know? And that's actually rather satisfying, to be honest, especially when it is, you know, there's this one dude, Peter. Everybody loved Peter. Everybody wanted to date him. Girls, when they found out that he was actually talking to me, girls would call my phone, my house phone, and issue death threats. Okay? No joke. To the point where I had to let it go. Like, I couldn't deal with that level of stress. And then I bumped into his cousin not too long ago, maybe about 2 years ago, right? Dude's like in and out of jail, life's falling apart, you know, bag of baby moms, like, whew, missed that boat, you know? So it's the same thing as well, because now not even the 10-foot pole would I even touch.
And it's weird too, because when you look back, let's talk for a second about that person who's the 10 back then. What makes that person the 10? In elementary school, high school, there's always that person at the very top that there seems to be this aura around that we're drawn to.
Popularity at that point.
The right clothes, the right look, the right friends,
the right breath.
It's very shallow at that point, right? Because we're still inexperienced and we're still young. So we're looking at things for what it is. But now when he's coming to me, I'm seeing game all over him. It's like, get out of here with that. Do you know what I mean? It's not about what you have at that point or what you look like. We're more experienced.
People, what about you guys? You guys are in high school right now. Well, yeah, you guys are at that age anyway. So there's obviously the cliques and the girls that all the guys are looking at. Let's call it the hype. What is the hype around these girls? What draws you to them? And what is so significant about them that you're so fixed on them?
Well, you know, people, at that age, you're not really, your mindset's not really fixed on what you really want. You know, there's a quote by Wiz Khalifa, it's, girls fall for what they hear and boys fall for what they see. That's why girls wear makeup and that's why boys lie. You know, there's a lot of things that guys may say that, you know, it's most of the time not true, and you know, so do girls. And you know, like, it's just a big fantasy that it basically, high school's a fantasy, you know. It starts kicking in real life when you end up getting grade 12, and you know, you start really seeing what life is really about when you're about to move on into an older person, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, that's about it.
I think also when you're at that age, it's about right now.
Right? You live, like, in the moment, basically. Live
literally in the moment. Like, I can say from probably grade 7, when you start becoming aware of attractions and things like that, to literally grade 11, right? It's about right now. Who's cute right now? Who's hot right now? Who can I talk to? Where can I put it? Who can I be with? I want to be with that crew. It's all about that moment. In high school, it's not so much a fantasy, but it's actually a training ground. Right? It's where you get to learn what you want and what you don't want.
So, if you pay attention.
See, like, right now, like, you know, I'm not looking for a relationship, you know, but, like, say I would look for a relationship, what people really look for in relationships at the age of 12 and all the way maybe up to 18 is not what I would look for, you know.
Well,
I
want to. What would you look for?
I would look for somebody who has something going for them, you know. So somebody who has a future. Somebody who, it's not they go home, sit on Facebook, and text you all the time, you know. That's somebody who like, it becomes nagging after a while, you know. I want somebody who has a life, you know, like, oh, I can't chill today. And it's like, well, it's okay. I had stuff to do anyways. Not in a sarcastic, like, point, but, like, such as, like, she really had something to do. She was making time for me, but since I can't accommodate that time,
It's funny that you say that, because a lot of, you know, young and old, a lot of men do say that, you know, they really want someone who, you know, has something going on for them and whatever, and then when they actually have that, they can't handle it, right? Because I find that men always want that ego stroking, and they want someone to be there when they're ready, right? So, you know, men say that they want someone, but then what happens to the time when you really want to be with them and they can't choose not to because they're busy?
And the other thing I would say around that is, you cannot make a woman know how much time you're actually giving her, because she'll take that time and spend it with somebody else who's more like, where are you going? Because when you're young, that's perceived as love. Where are you going? How come I didn't hear from you? So, you know, I'd be careful around that. Honestly and truly. And the other thing is that, yeah, if you want a woman with ambition, you have to have ambition. Because if she's busy and you're the one who ain't got nothing going on for you, then you become the one who's obsessed and the game flips.
Busy understands busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fake the funk, fake busy? It.
No. You will get hurt. Literally.
Severely.
Literally. I'm finding that a lot of the younger people are more emotional these days. They are, and you know what? Maybe it's not even these days. Maybe it's always been that way. I think back to when I was in the second and third grade and what we were all talking about in the circles and stuff. And it's weird because 2 weeks ago I read a study that says in 2012, the rate of teen pregnancy has dropped like significantly.
I believe that.
More teens are using protection. More teens are actually entering long-term relationships than this whole, you know, player type thing. And it suggests that women are actually looking, even at 15, 16, 17, for actually like love in a relationship and emotion and commitment. And guys are actually settling small, you know, in small numbers, but it's increasing, more and more settling into relationships.
And this is why. So when the percentages were higher with all of us, we've had our children young. Mm-hmm. They're able to grow with us, experience heartbreak, yeah, sorrow, and struggle with us. Mm-hmm. My child doesn't want to live that. My child's 20 years old, and she doesn't want no child. She wants someone to love her for her, and she wants to travel. She wants to do those things. She don't want to sit home with no baby.
Mm-hmm. My daughter wants to travel. Like, right? Her biggest
so
thing.
So, some will learn, and some will just continue the cycle. But I find even with the circle of friends that my daughter hangs around with, very few have children. Whereas when I was pregnant, five of my girlfriends were pregnant at the same time. It was like the belly crew. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But now, my daughter sees one and is like, ew. Mm-hmm. Big difference. Right?
And I think that shows like Teen Mom and 16 and pregnant do give insight from a realistic point of view as to what
actually,
it really
I know that show actually made, not that it made teen pregnancy go up, but it encouraged a lot of slackness. It really did. There was reports on that.
I think it's a bit of both. I think it brought out people from both corners. There is a realistic portrayal of what it is to raise a kid. However, there have also been, and we've all heard about them in the news, of people purposely getting pregnant to try and get on the show, and then the show rejects them, and it's like, now what, you're stuck with a kid. So, I don't know if glorify is the word to give it, to glorify pregnancy, but...
I don't think it was glorified, but everybody wants to be on TV, everybody wants to be a star.
It also depends on the maturity level of who is watching it, because when Munj was watching it, right, her response was ew.
Yeah, because she's seen you have her at a young age. So she's coupling that with experience.
Mm-hmm. But even with
Other
her,
than
but
the
even
ones
with
that
her
are
girlfriends,
the small town, remember, they're taking these kids from these small towns.
That's true.
Who are looking a way out, mm-hmm. right? Because you can't really bring that here. They're handpicking these people. Do you see the settings in which
small
they're
towns. Each
everybody
each
wants to make it to the Big Apple. So if I have to get pregnant to be on TV to get to the Big Apple, damn.
Let's
line up, taking numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So it gets kind of distorted
when
you put that on TV and it's not a public service announcement and you're actually getting compensated for being on TV.
And
following up interviews, guest appearances. Really?
And then let's not forget the reason you got here. You have a kid. Where does the taking care of the kid fit into all of that, too?
It doesn't.
Right.
That's granny's job.
Or mom's.
So that's going to do it for this end of the hot topic. So let's move on to another topic and talk about friends, circles, cliques, and the company that we keep, the influences. Mm. Where are we at? What do we think on that? Let's start with you guys. And talk about what kinds of cliques you guys encounter on the daily at school.